Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
That was Burt Breer and Phil Perry last night on Early Edition. It's the final hour of Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to the clip du jour and grab bag on the way. WEEI afternoons at 2 o'clock. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. They'll talk to Tommy Curran and good friend of the show, Andrew Razor Raycroft.
Hell
today.
Yeah.
With the red hot Bruins, the winners of one in a row.
Ooh, what are they?
One in a row and two out of three.
Swayman got benched, basically. That's what's happening. Korpisalo never plays back-to-back games.
That's true. Another Korpi night.
Korpi in net.
So I'm sure good stuff there. But you hear Breer and Perry last night. Bert's like, yeah, Bill had to be talked out of taking Keon White at pick 17 after trading down for and ultimately selecting Christian Gonzalez. They went
what now?
14 to 17, I believe. Now, I had heard the second thing that Phil said, and maybe Phil's even written this, or maybe I've heard Phil say it. I had heard that second part, that they were comfortable trading down because they liked both Christian Gonzalez and Keon White. I had heard when they took Keon White in the second round, and you hear this all the time, actually, we're surprised he wasn't a first-round pick. Like, you hear that all the time with second-round picks. We thought he'd go in the first
round. Yeah, of course. There's only 32 of them.
I had not heard Bill had to be talked out of taking Keon White ahead of Christian Gonzalez.
So, we've been accused of piling on Bill Belichick.
Sure.
And I'm all for it. I'm all for the good information and the new stuff. This was comical to me. And I don't doubt that it's not true.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, it comes up now because people are like, why is it coming out now? Well, they just got rid of Keon White. And Keon White clearly was, at least here, not a fit and on his way to being a bust. Maybe he resurrects his career somewhere else, but didn't work out for a second-round pick. Meanwhile, Christian Gonzalez is one of the best corners in the league. And it's one of these ones where Bill does get credit for Gonzalez, and now it's like,
should he?
Yeah, right. They're like trying to come in and be like, because I already look at it as Bill, the last half of his career, was a below-average drafter, but you're going to have hits, you're going to have misses like everybody, but there were some just over-the-top misses. Like, there were a lot of first-round pick misses, where early in his career, even though he was still picking late in the first round, it was almost all hits. It was like a hit parade for a while. When he got like Seymour and Wilfork and Warren, like those are awesome.
Great.
And then he bounced back with like Hightower and Jones. Those were great picks.
Even, I mean, McCourty had to move positions, but even
that
McCourty,
worked out. That was great. That and those were back-to-back years, I think. And so, but that's also 14 years ago or 12 years ago or whatever. So it was obviously bad. I don't think anybody's really arguing that it wasn't, but it's funny because you're like, well, he did get Gonzalez, and you're like, yeah,
did
but
he
really wanted Keon White, which would have gone down as another first-round bust.
But that, to me, sounds believable, by the way.
Oh, it's 100% believable, but it's almost like, oh, my God, this guy, you're beating the hell out of him while he's down.
Right. I am suspicious at the timing. It's like, okay, all this comes out now. Maybe Breer's reported it before and I've missed it.
No, I would have remembered this.
That second thing that Phil said, I've 100% heard. But I didn't realize, like, Bill was like, guys, we're taking Keon White. And they're like, Bill, come on. This kid is falling down the draft. We can't even believe we had him at 14. We already let you trade down. from 14 to 17 and risking out on losing him there. Didn't the Commanders in the middle take a corner? They took that kid Forbes, right? Who's terrible? Is that his name?
They already cut him.
They took Emmanuel Forbes at 16.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Another team in between. You traded out. Bill knows everything. Bill's plugged into the league. He knows all. He knew who the Commanders were going to take. I mean, that's the excuse I heard at the time.
Well, that was wild because I remember I was on that night doing the draft party.
I listened to you guys that night.
And so Witherspoon went 5. And you're like, all right, that was probably the corner that was going to go first. But we all loved Gonzalez. It was like Fitzy, Shime, Hart. We were all on. Everybody loved Gonzalez.
You guys were throwing a party.
Yes.
When like, they're gonna Gonzalez get was there at 14, and then they traded down, and you guys were all miserable.
We lost our minds, and then he drafted him, and then we were all very excited. Had they traded down and taken Keon White, who probably would have had the same expression on his face after he got picked in the second round, and then Gonzalez would have gone... I'm trying to think when the next corner went. Maybe it doesn't even matter. Maybe somebody would have just hopped up and grabbed him because now you're seeing like a little bit of a free fall.
Well, that's always a risk.
He was like a projected top 10 pick, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think both he and Witherspoon were mocked in the top 10 that year.
Yeah.
Now, those are just mock drafts. Like, who knows?
Right.
But, yeah, a team could have jumped up. The Commanders took a corner. And so I never really liked the idea of him trading down. So, anyway, it's like, hey.
Yeah.
Bill, we already let you move down and risk losing out on him once. Now you're going to pass on him again to take Keon White.
Yeah.
No. So I am suspect of the timing of it. Why is it coming out now? But Bill falling in love with a player like Keon White and not loving a guy who, let's face it, the book on Gonzalez, and maybe we've seen some of this with him missing 8 weeks to a hamstring injury. The book was, and I don't know if this has played out, he's a little soft in the run game. He's not willing to tackle. I think he's actually much more willing than I ever thought in the run game. But I could see Bill passing on a guy like Gonzo to take a guy who is a physical specimen, Keon White. Like, that rings true to me.
Yeah, because I think McCourty was the only corner, and obviously he moved to safety, but when they drafted him, was he the only corner they took in the first round? Because he would always take one in the second round, and they would always suck.
Yeah, on Bill's watch, maybe.
Bill, like, I don't think they took
Ty Law was during Parcells.
Yeah.
I got to think about it. Tabucky Jones was
Parcells, yeah, right? Well, or Carroll.
That was Kraft with the stopwatch.
Yeah, right. So I think normally his first round pick or his corners were in the second round, and it was like
Darius Butler, Ross I. Dowling.
Duke Dawson.
Thank you. That was the one.
Juwan Williams.
Yeah.
Like, it was a long list. Terrence Wheatley.
So I think you're right. So it even is an outlier for Bill. He didn't do it. It's not like he never did it. He was here for 20 years. He ended up doing everything, but that was not something he typically did, which also is an outlier for him. Good point.
But that's funny. Really wanted Keon White. They did get Keon White, so he must have been thrilled. The two guys he wanted in the first round, got them both.
Looks like the only other defensive back they took in the first round was Merriweather.
Yeah, safety, Brandon Merriweather. At like the very end, was that pick 31 or something?
Probably. Yeah. That's the draft
24.
Where
it was higher than I thought.
They had no other picks. Remember, that was a draft. They drafted Merriweather and they didn't pick again until like the fourth round. So,
That was the Moss Welker year.
Yeah.
Right? They traded for those guys.
So, Keon White is not their biggest bust of a draft pick. He's not. But if they took him at 17 and the story comes out that, you know, everybody else in the draft room wanted Gonzalez and Bill couldn't get talked out of it, and he took Keon White over him, he would have a real argument to be the biggest bust. Instead, he's a second-round pick. He's just on a long list of whiffed second-round picks by Bill Belichick.
Yep.
And I get why you roll the dice on a guy who is and remains a physical freak. Like, he is.
But he looks like he should be great.
And I like the attitude, too. We were joking about it yesterday on draft night where he's just stoic and, like, looks angry that he got drafted. Like, I think that's amusing.
It is.
But apparently he can't play. So that's a problem, I guess.
Yeah, I wonder how he's going to fit in. Or are we even going to, like, hear his name again the rest of the way? Like, I feel like there's a chance.
In San Fran, maybe.
Yeah. Who do you think we're going to hear about more? Kyle Duggar?
Oh, I agree with that.
I think Duggar, again, not a perfect player by any means, but... I mean, you put him in Pittsburgh. They've had a long history of like physical safeties and all that. There's going to be a play that we see where maybe like, you know, Duggar makes a big tackle. I wouldn't hold my breath on, you know, the Keon White like 3-sack game and he's a menace. I'm not all that worried about it.
No, I think that's probably fair. You see, by the way, any of Christian Gonzalez with Pat Surtain? So
I just read the quotes. I didn't watch it.
So he does a podcast with, I think is it Terrell Armstrong? Is that the corner on the Lions?
Yeah. Oh, you mean Surtain does it.
Surtain does a podcast.
Can you imagine Gonzalez hosting a podcast? Like, dude, you need to talk.
Guys, a 30-second podcast.
I can't imagine him on a podcast.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess it was just, but it was like a lot of patting on the back.
It was a love fest.
It was.
But Surtain said, I'm not going to lie, I respect your game. How do you make it look so easy? And then Gonzalez answered it.
And then he's like, we actually have 10 quick questions for you. We have a speed round of man-to-man-to-man.
I don't know.
What do you say?
Christian Gonzalez hosting a podcast would be
incredible.
Wild.
It would be incredible.
Keith, it would stand out, though, because most podcasts are far too long. No disrespect to any podcast. Most podcasts are rambling and far too long.
Dork might not be long enough, time in the world. Saying.
Well, that's what many are saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Christian Gonzalez would stand out, and it would be the fastest podcast anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Still with, interestingly, wild breaks of silence, awkward silence.
Yeah.
Although I hear that plays on the radio.
Again,
some people
it does
tend to,
well.
Some people tend to like it.
It does well.
Some people tend to like awkward pauses and a lot of silence.
Rhetorical questions in the dead air.
That does do well. So maybe Gonzalez could be onto something.
The new strategy.
But no, I thought that was interesting that Sertan was so complimentary. Just to have what I would the defensive
maybe
player
the
of the
two
year
best guy. I mean, depending on how high you want to put Gonzalez, Sertan's the best corner in the league,
that's
and he's
I
also
think.
One of the reasons why Denver would be a team to be afraid of. Although he's banged up right now, right? He's out for a couple weeks.
Yep.
The old pec strain.
The old pec strain.
Too many push-ups.
Too much.
Ease
happened.
Up on the push-ups there.
That's what happened to me.
Was it too many push-ups?
Yeah, too many push-ups.
Push-ups to fatigue and it just popped.
Benching too much.
Yeah.
That's when I got the old pec
injury.
I get it. We were talking earlier. We played the Orlovsky clip for MVP and who's playing better, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not Drake May can sustain his level of play, I do think is fair. Like, we haven't seen it yet. It's been 8 games, 7 really good games in there. But, and this is not Drake's fault, he did beat Buffalo. He went to Buffalo on national TV and out-dueled Josh Allen, who's right now second-best odds to win MVP. He won it a year ago. So this is not Drake May's fault, but I agree, they haven't had the hardest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Schedule. And he hasn't done it for a sustained period of time. Those to me are valid criticisms of Drake May. I don't think the sustained period of time concerns me all that much. He came through last week against arguably the best defense in the NFL or one of them in the Cleveland Browns. So I think he can continue to do that. In fact, if you look at some of the metrics, he's faced a bunch of the top passing defenses over the last 5-6 weeks, top 10 passing defenses, and he's putting up huge numbers. One thing I'm less sure about, and May talked about this yesterday, he kind of let off his press conference talking about football weather.
Yeah. And how's it going
to
look?
Well, and I just genuinely don't know the answer. I don't think it's supposed to be crappy on Sunday, but like it's been crummy out these past couple of days, and it's getting colder, and the weather is going to turn.
No, it's going to be like 55.
So I'm not saying we even see it this Sunday or we see it anytime soon. That is something we just don't know. We don't know how he's going to play in crummy conditions and bad weather. And this is something we used to make fun of a lot of quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, Brady can play anywhere, anytime. Doesn't matter the conditions. Doesn't matter what it's like out there. And it's a really high-end comp, but there's stats every week where May is compared to Tom Brady.
It's nonstop.
And we used to mock the quarterbacks who can't play outside and can't play in the elements. This is New England. This is football. So can he do it? I mean, that's a real question with Drake May going forward. His arm is certainly cut out to play in the Northeast. Like, he can cut a football, I'm sure, through any kind of wind. But can he handle the conditions and elements? That's something we might find out, hopefully for the better, but yeah. we don't know the answer.
Well,
on
he, Buffalo in December last year, he was 22 of 36 for 261 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick.
Right, but that was also the game where he had a fumble and a turn. So like
that was a backwards pass to Ramondre where he got hit, so that counted as a fumble.
So, but they lost that game.
They did.
So
but he played well in December in Buffalo.
That's a good example.
No, I know, so, but he's been so like the deep ball's been so good that you got to wonder like does that not that his arm's not strong enough. But is that going to be as reliable when it's freezing? And if you're playing a playoff game in New England, a playoff game in Buffalo, Kansas City, a lot of the top AFC teams, I mean, not Indianapolis, clearly, but Denver, Baltimore, Kansas City, like a lot of those teams, the good kind of contending teams right now, it would be a pretty cold game. Now, his running ability should translate everywhere.
Well,
that's something that, like, you know, obviously Brady and like Manning never really had that to use and to fall back on. So that'll be helpful. But yeah, just getting used to it. And it's hard to say. I mean, you know, some quarterbacks, you don't, just because they played college in the South doesn't mean they can't be good. You know, I mean, Tom Brady was a California kid, and obviously he went to Michigan, so he played in some cold weather games. But it's not always, like, Drew Brees was always funny to me. He played in Purdue. He played in a lot of weather games in Purdue. And then because he went to the Saints, it just ended up being like a dome quarterback and then kind of stuck. His stats were so much better in a dome than
not.
I mean,
right, it stuck because he was not great outdoors compared to indoors.
But no, it was. It became like a thing, and then it was like, oh, there you go.
But you would have thought, given his collegiate pedigree, that this is a guy who could play outside.
Like Matt Ryan was from the Northeast, went to BC, but then he also became a dumb quarterback. So it can kind of flip, and you'll get a bunch of chances. I mean, there's no warm weather games unless there's like a weird kind of schedule. Starting in December, you're home to the Giants, then you have a bye, you're home to the Bills, at Baltimore, at New York, home to Miami. Like, those all could potentially be cold games.
So, no, I'm not saying he can't do it, but
of course, but we got to see it.
But to your point about the deep throws is a good point too. Is that the kind of thing, like the Vrabel offenses from Tennessee, Derrick Henry is a big luxury to have.
That was nice.
But like smash mouth football, by the book, the cliche would be that should translate to January, right?
Yeah.
Hucking it deep at the rate, you already expect a bit of a course correction.
It has to come down a little bit.
Anyway, yes. Just in like perfect pristine.
All dome games
domed
come down.
Conditions.
Yeah.
It's such an outlier. You had the graphic yesterday. Historically, any quarterback in the history of the sport.
It's not even this season. It's all-time guys.
He's shattering the scale for deep target accuracy and efficiency and all these things. He's broken the scale. So it has to correct and regress to the mean anyways. Never mind the weather that you're factoring in. I mean, the way the Patriots play offense, that is a team or would be a team that you would look at in a vacuum and you'd say, well, I don't know that that's going to translate to January. And so that is something you got to keep in the back of your mind with the way they're playing. And that might be a reason to acquire a running back or, as Reese pointed out weeks ago, establishing a running game so that you can get Drake May some help when the weather turns. That may be an important thing for this team.
I agree. I mean, Breece Hall, top of my list. We've had people text in about Chase Brown, Tony Pollard. Like, those are all pretty good names. Because I don't think anybody's coming in here necessarily and you're like, all right, we're not going to see Ramondre or Travion Henderson anymore. Like, I think they'll all play. But there's a chance if you go a little bit more kind of big upside player, maybe they at least take the majority of the carries and kind of help change your offense a little bit.
Well, sure. And if they don't, the one thing I at least like last week out of Travion Henderson is finally the explosion that we saw in preseason, or the explosiveness is there. And so I was worried that just didn't translate on an NFL football field in a real game. It did in the preseason. It certainly did in college. I was starting to get worried about that because we hadn't seen it. Last week we saw flashes in a pretty good overall game from Henderson, at least until a fumble late. 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. Plus Tommy Curran and the Razor, Andrew Raycroft, good friend of the show.
Nice.
He'll be breaking it all down on the Bruins, going back-to-back with Corpy tonight.
Corpy.
And sitting down, Jeremy Swayman. We'll get you the clip du jour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.